This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I love creating my festive containers. I decided to do it on a weekend day that was not supposed to be that cold. Whatever. I went to my local nursery and bought the ingredients, spruce tops, cedar branches, and various other evergreens, and new this year for me, eucalyptus leaves. They're gorgeous. I have pictures on gardenbite.com. I also used my own hydrangea flowers, ornamental grasses, and berry branches from a friend who pruned for a local business. I really love using natural elements. There are so many gorgeous options, like that twisty stick that broke off in the wind and is laying in the yard, pine cones, acorns, seed pods, sedum flowers, stems with galls made by little insects. There's character in nearly everything. In the past, I've spray-painted many of the elements with red or gold, but I've seen people get very creative with really any color. There are nearly endless colors in spray paint now. This year, I did choose to go all natural, but I'll likely add some lights after Thanksgiving. I'm not one for Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving. I guess I'm just old school. If your containers are all outside like mine, then your soil is likely frozen. Use a drill to poke some holes in there to place the main elements and add more soil to secure them. Some of the soil in mine was on the verge of freezing. The one that was frozen, I swapped out. The most important thing is to know that you can take your time, place items, and step back, take a look. I move stuff around all the time while I'm working on a container. It's fun. Although, I'll admit my toes got so cold I had to put them in warm water. Tennis shoes are not appropriate footwear for festive container creating outdoors. Go to gardenbite.com for lots more. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. And send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. I love hearing from you. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.